It happened because of a unique interpretation of the Help America Vote Act. In 2002, Congress decided that voters should no longer be disenfranchised because of administrative errors. If the state makes a mistake, voters shouldn't pay the price. That's what we learned in 2000. Most states have implemented the Help America Vote Act exactly as it was intended, which is to get rid of the administrative barriers. A very small number, Florida unfortunately among them, have taken the Help America Vote Act and turned it upside down, have actually used it to create a new administrative barrier to voters registering, and that's unfortunately why we're in court as of today.
Now, I understand, Justin, the law prevents residents from signing up to vote if their driver's license or social security information in the state's databases does not match what is on the registration form. And I guess this is different than other states' interpretation of how to use this?
It's different than other states. Everybody asks for a driver's license number or social security digits, and everybody tries to verify that information. The reason they do that is because it's best if you can associate a unique number with each individual. That's how we know that John Smith in one place isn't John Smith in another place. The difference in Florida is that Florida says if we can't verify the number you put on the form, if we can't make it match up, or if we can't actually see your card in front of us, then you're not registered. And that's something that the vast majority of other states haven't done. The effect of that is to tag the individual voter with the state's mistake. If there's an administrative error, if there's a typo, if there's some other reason why the number on your form can't be verified, most states don't make that burden, don't put that burden on the voter, and Florida unfortunately does.
Now, we know that last year a federal judge banned the state of Washington from enforcing a similar law. Are you going to use that, what the judge did in Washington, to buttress your case here in Florida?
Absolutely. I mean, the judge in Washington, we think very sensibly, said that Washington's what we were calling a no-match, no-vote rule, that if for some reason you didn't match up, you couldn't vote. The judge very sensibly said that's not only not what federal law intended, that's the exact opposite. It turns federal law on its head, both the Help America Vote Act and the Voting Rights Act, and therefore it's illegal to make that a precondition to registration. Florida goes in some ways one step further, which is unfortunate. They've turned the driver's license number, or the Social Security number, really into a magic number on the form itself. If, for example, a voter happens to write down their driver's license number and happens to swap two of the digits, happens all the time. These things are 13 digits long, and they're not normally used in practice. If the voter happens to swap two of the digits, they can show up on election day with their passport, their driver's license, their grandmother vouching for them. And nothing but nothing will get them registered, will get them able to vote, because there's no way they can verify the magic number on the form. We think that's not only wrong, we think it's illegal.